While the Quran is the primary source of guidance for Muslims, the Hadith, which consists of the sayings and actions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, provides additional details and context to the teachings found in the Quran. The Quran often provides general principles, and the Hadith elaborates on how these principles are to be applied in daily life. Here are some Quranic verses along with corresponding Hadith teachings that amplify and provide context to these verses. Quranic verse, indeed, there has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. Quran 5:15, Hadith teaching, Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said, I have left among you two things, and if you adhere to both of them, you will never go astray after me, the book of Allah and my Sunnah. Sahih Muslim, Quranic verse, and we have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. Quran 21:107. Hadith teaching, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, my similitude in comparison with the other prophets before me is that of a man who has built a house nicely and beautifully, except for a place of one brick in a corner. The people go about it and wonder at its beauty, but say, would that this brick be put in its place. Sahih al-Bukhari, Quranic verse, and those who, carefully, maintain their prayer, they will be in gardens, honored. Quran 70:34-35, Hadith teaching, the Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of prayer, stating, the first matter that the servant will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. If it is sound, then the rest of his deeds will be sound. And if it is corrupted, then the rest of his deeds will be corrupted. Sunan an-Nasa'i, Quranic verse, O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. Quran 4:59. Hadith teaching, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whoever obeys me, obeys Allah, and whoever disobeys me, disobeys Allah. Whoever obeys the ruler, obeys me, and whoever disobeys the ruler, disobeys me. Sahih al-Bukhari, Quranic verse, and lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy and say, my Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up, when I was, small. Quran 17:24, Hadith teaching, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, he is not of us who does not have mercy on young children, nor honor the elderly. Sunan at-Tirmidhi, these examples illustrate how the Hadith provides practical guidance and context to the general principles found in the Quran. Muslims consider both the Quran and the authentic Hadith as essential sources for understanding and implementing their faith.